DVD here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. D-Mace, Adam Vingan, and Willie Donick, presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Should be Willie Donick and D-Mace today.
Yes.
Nashville is a bit of a traffic hotspot these days, so Willie's running a little bit late. I will hold down the fort with D-Mace, which, D-Mace, I don't know if I've ever told you this. We've never been on the air together.
No, we haven't.
It is an absolute honor to be sitting here with you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Now we can finally debate who has better shoe game. My dad.
We already know that.
My dad. I mean, I wore my Jordans for you today. I was really excited because I knew I was going to see Derek Mason
today. I see him. I got on Air Force Ones today. Stomping in my
Air
Force
Ones. I rock the Air Force. I rock with the Air Forces. But the more important thing today is the Titans' schedule for this season is out.
Yes.
A lot of people are very upset with no primetime spots for the Titans this year, which I understand. You have the number one pick. D-Mace, I'm really, really interested to get your opinion on the schedule. What do you think? What's your initial reaction? What does this season look like for the Titans?
For all those that thought just because you finished fourth in your division out of four that you would then essentially earn the right to have a quote-unquote easy schedule. And as I've been trying to tell people, for the last how many years I've been on this airway, on these airways, in the NFL, there is no easy schedule.
Preach.
Stop it, people.
Amen.
I don't care if you finish 0-16 as the Detroit Lions did some years ago. There's no such thing the next following year as a easy schedule, okay? There's not. So, looking at the Titans' schedule, they start off the season with two playoff teams. How much harder can that be? And I get, you know, when you're looking at the LA Rams and the Denver Broncos, you think they're fringe playoff teams, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they went from last to first place and just, you know, blew the doors off. Denver had to work themselves into the playoffs,
right,
as did the LA Rams. But yet and still, these are playoff teams.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I don't understand how the schedule gets lighter because, listen, they got to play the guys within their division.
They play some tough coaches this year, too.
Absolutely.
Especially those first two games, you're playing the great Sean Payton with the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. Then you're playing Sean McVay with the LA Rams. Other coaches they play, I mean, Mike Vrabel, of course, comes to town. You have your divisional opponents. Mm-hmm. Pete Carroll with the Las Vegas Raiders. I always try to say Oakland because
I'm sure you're way worse than I am
because you played with them. But it's, of course, Andy Reid comes to town with the Chiefs. You're right. There are 100% no easy schedules here in the NFL because guess what? Every team doesn't know they're bad yet, especially right now, and they're all trying to beat you.
Exactly. So it's like
when
you go into a schedule, when you look into a schedule, it's not about – it's about when you, and I talked about this yesterday with Willie, it's about when you catch that particular team, you know, because the NFL is a war of attrition.
Right.
If you're a good team and you stay healthy, you will reap the benefits of that. If you're a good team and you start to get injured, you won't reap the benefits because a lot of those guys that you count on are now injured and on the sideline. So it's about when you catch a team. And again, I think this is a hard schedule, but say in November and say something's wrong with Nico Collins or, you know, another guy on their defense is dealing with an ailment and you play them. Now what you thought was going to be a really hard game is still going to be hard, but now you don't have to worry about particular players being available for that team. So it's all about when you catch a team, you know, is that team dealing with injury? Are they not dealing with injury? But to start the season off, man, you had three of your first five games, I believe, if I'm reading this correctly. Three of your first five games are against playoff opponents.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is that an easy, again, Connor, how is that an easy schedule? I know, you know, the Rams and Denver are fringe playoff teams, but
they're developing teams.
Exactly.
Too.
Absolutely. Along with Houston.
Yeah.
So you play three playoff teams right off the bat. Three in the first 4 weeks. Let's just say that.
Looking specifically at the Broncos, I think, honestly, they couldn't have picked a much tougher challenge for Cam Ward to start off the season. Mm-hmm. Denver has a great secondary.
Yes.
Surtain, the second, I believe, mm-hmm. maybe a top three corner in the NFL. They have a great defense. A couple texters on our text line say, how do you explain the Atlanta Falcons getting and the Miami Dolphins getting 5 primetime games? We talked about this a little bit before the show. It's the roster.
Yeah.
Who would you rather see? Would you rather see, you know, Tony Pollard in primetime or Bijan Robinson?
You got a point. It's market. Atlanta's a bigger market. Mm-hmm. And again, their team is a little bit more advanced than what the Titans are.
Yeah.
They have guys that have solidified themselves in this league as marquee players on their roster. And it seems like that's a team that is trending upwards.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill.
Exactly.
Miami's Jalen Waddle. Same way. Yeah.
Exactly. So you can't. As much as you would say, Miami didn't make the playoffs last year, Atlanta didn't make the playoffs last year, so why do they have so many, primetime games? It's the market, and then two, it's the product. Look at the players on their team. Who would you rather see? No offense to anybody on the Titans, but wouldn't you rather see Waddle, Tyreek Hill,
especially on the
Tua Tagovailoa? Yeah.
Like Atlanta.
Jalen Ramsey on the other side, he's still there, right? They hadn't traded him away.
Yeah, he's still there.
He's still there, so they hadn't traded him away. You're looking at a team that, if they stay healthy, this is a team that's proven they're going to give you 30 points a game almost.
Especially on the offense.
Exactly.
Like, I look at the Atlanta Falcons. Yes, they have a young quarterback mm-hmm. in Michael Penix, but you have Drake London, who's an upstart young receiver, Bijan Robinson, mm-hmm. who's probably a top 10 running back, in my opinion. Kyle Pitts is in a prove-it year. Lots of, explosive players on both teams, offensive-wise. And like you said, it's the market. I think both teams have a bigger market than Nashville.
And I was, because I you go down and you look at it, they have the schedule of the primetime games, the Thursday night games anyway. And I saw that New England had. I'm like, seriously? I get the history of the Patriots, and I get Mike Vrabel and Drake May. I get that. But they won just as many games as the Titans won last year.
Yeah.
And they were in the hunt for the first pick in the draft, just like the Tennessee Titans. So,
thank you, Joe Milton.
If New England gets a primetime game, albeit a Thursday, why isn't that the Titans don't get a Thursday game?
I was saying this.
At least that.
About when the last hour of Chase and McJoe, I was saying this missed opportunity, in my opinion, to put Titans and Patriots on Thursday Night Football. It's a low-risk primetime game. The Patriots, I think, have the national audience enough to go in and watch that game. And plus, there's so many storylines riding on it with Vrabel coming mm-hmm. back. And I feel like that should have been the primetime game, personally. But like I've been saying, the Titans haven't earned a primetime spot, in my opinion.
No, you're right. But listen, a lot of these games, I think majority of their games are tentative to a schedule change, time change. So,
yes, flex is
absolutely. If the Titans are doing well, if they start off really good, or they start off competitive, meaning after, let's say, 6 games, they're 3-3 or 4-2, somewhere around there, then I think they get flexed into later games.
Right.
I think they get flexed possibly into a primetime game. Now, if they're doing, if they're playing playoff-level football toward the end, I can see a Kansas City on December 21st being flexed out and played later in the evening as the marquee game. I can see 49ers maybe being flexed to a later game, depending on how the 49ers are doing. So just because they don't have a primetime game as we sit right now, and I believe they should, I really do, but I understand the circumstances, that doesn't mean it's going to end up that way as the season starts to evolve.
Let me do a quick little Ask D-Maze, because I never get to talk to you. So, as a player, mm-hmm. was this something that factored into you guys? Were you guys always looking, we really want to play, who was good at the time for you guys? We really want to play Baltimore mm-hmm. on Sunday Night Football. Was this something that you guys just really look forward to? Is this more of a fan thing?
When you see it, I think players do, because I'm not going to sit here and be like a coach and say, and I heard Coach Brian Callahan said, man, I just looked at the first three games. After that, it's just, no, we all pick up the schedule and we all look at it like, because it's in your face. How can you just look at the first three games? You can't just look at the first three
games. I mean, you mean to tell me Mike Vrabel doesn't have October 19th at noon, week seven, circled in red ink?
So everybody sees the schedule. When I look at it, everybody sees the schedule. Now, I know you don't put as much emphasis on the game later because you got to prepare for what's in front of you, but everybody looks at that schedule. And we see when Baltimore, when we played Baltimore, when we played Pittsburgh, and a lot of times it was a primetime game when we played those either one of those teams.
Because you guys were good.
Yeah, because both teams were good. Yeah. All three teams were good at one particular time. So, you know, you knew that, at least for us, that period I was here, that 8 years, we knew at a point we were going to get at least one or two primetime games.
Right.
And we knew possibly one was going to be the Baltimore Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers, or it may be Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and then another team.
Yeah.
And
then
a season.
Throw the Rams in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we would get a primetime game. So that's the way we looked at it. You know, it was like, okay, we got them on this day. Oh, that's going to be a big game. Monday night? Oh, okay, okay. But then you look at it, but then you put it away. It's like, okay. And then you go about your business. But to say nobody looks at it. Exactly. Nobody. No, man. Everybody looks at it. Because one, you got to find out when your bye is.
Right.
And you got to prepare now for your bye.
Book
when
your
it
plane
comes.
Tickets.
Exactly.
Get
even
ready to
coaches.
Go to Cabo.
But what I'm saying, even coaches, they got to prepare for the bye week.
Right.
You know, depending on, and they may have to alter it depending on how healthy or not healthy the team, well, how healthy the team is.
I mean, you guys probably did, like, retreats or, you know.
Yeah, some guys would get, you know, it's mandatory now because back then it wasn't. I think Thursday or Friday would be our last day.
Yeah.
And then when we get Saturday, Sunday, we have to report back Monday. So it was really only 3 days. A lot of guys just stayed around there. A lot of guys didn't do anything, just rest. But now I think they have to have almost a week off, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. So
I mean,
it's a little bit different now. Guys can probably go somewhere for a few days, come back, and still have time
to
rest.
We see it all the time. Like, you'll see Kyler Murray going to College Game Day over in Norman, Oklahoma to cheer on his Sooners or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
So you see it every so often now, more so now than you did back when I was playing.
Right.
So
makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, so
it's a different league.
Yeah. But you have to look at things like this. And try to figure out, okay, where's our bye week? And then from there, you just kind of put it down. But as you know, you look at the schedule, we're getting back to the Titans this period. You look at the schedule, and it's a difficult schedule for them. And they're going to need this team to develop, and they're going to need the quarterback to develop, you know, at a pace that's going to, you know, be able to be sustained throughout the season, because it's going to be a long season for Cam Ward and this bunch. And they got to find a way to, one, stay healthy, and how to sustain that development of the quarterback. Because if they can sustain that like Washington did, like Houston did, then you're going to tend to have more success as the season goes on.
Yeah. Let's go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Gorilla is on our phone line to talk about market size. Gorilla, welcome in.
What's going on? AD, Mace,
what's
I just
want
to let you know I still ain't forgave you, man.
What happened?
I still ain't forgave you, man, for leaving us, man.
Hey, listen,
let's leave it alone. I'm going to throw up if you start talking about it. I'm going to throw up. Let's leave it alone.
It wasn't my fault, man. It wasn't my doing.
Hey, I don't want to hear about it. I'm serious. That broke my heart, man. Just like the Derrick Henry thing. I mean, it just let me be quiet. But anyway, guys, we're not in a small market. We just a poor product on the team. The Nashville market, we're in the top 15 for our city sizes. I mean, we trump Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Buffalo. We're much larger than those markets. And then our TV market is larger than most, about as large as some of your larger markets, because we take on the entire state. And we are unique because we have, you know, three cities, 500,000 plus in our state. Every Sunday, those guys have to watch. If I'm marketing, I'm going to market in Tennessee based on that, because I have a potential of hitting more households. because that Titans game has to be played in the South, the West, the Mid, and the East. So I just think it's just the product that we have, man. We got a poor product. And until we start winning, we're not going to get that respect. Nobody wants to watch us, like you said, Mace. That's all it is.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Gorilla. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. When we're talking about smaller markets, and I understand the people that are here, but when you look at the markets throughout the NFL and where the NFL would rather turn their cameras to, Nashville, it's a popular city. I get that.
It's a growing city.
It's a growing city. I get that. But when you're talking about the teams, they're surrounded by Atlanta. You got Atlanta to the south of you. You got Miami to the south of you. Then you have D.C. You have Pittsburgh. You have New York. So you're surrounded by all of these big markets, Chicago, Detroit. You're surrounded by all these big markets. You're not going to get – if your team is not producing at a high level, you're not going to get one of those marquee games.
Right.
And that's just – we're just talking about this side of the U.S., not even the West Coast. You're just not going to get those games that maybe – you know, we talked about it in Miami. Miami had a bad record, but what? They got more games. Why? Mm-hmm. Because people tend to want to see the Dolphins play rather than seeing Tennessee Titans play, whether, you know, they're encompassing the whole state or not. You know, it's when they look at Nashville, they don't look at that as a sort of marquee market for showing Titan games throughout the nation.
And to Gorilla's point, a little bit off topic. Mm-hmm. You left here in 05, 06?
04. 04 was, 04? 04 was my last season. Yeah, 04 was my last season.
Okay, I'm going to make you feel old. Uh-huh. I was one when you left. So I forgive you for leaving. I never got to see Derek Mason play for the Titans. But
yeah, that was many, many moons ago. But, Gorilla, I didn't choose to leave. Really, they pushed me out the door, man.
I like to say I'm glad that you
yeah.
I'm glad. I
went to the Ravens, man, and it ended up, you know, working out well. But that doesn't mean that I don't, you know, I didn't enjoy and love my time here in Nashville so much so that I moved back and make my residence here. But this is what happens. Whether you're here in Nashville, Jacksonville deals with it, even though they do have a primetime game, I believe, don't they? Jacksonville has one. There's two teams without a primetime game, the Titans, and there's another team.
Let me do some research.
Jacksonville may have a primetime game. You know, it's hard for markets like that, you know, because they all came into being right around the same time. Jacksonville, Carolina, Tennessee. You know, Baltimore was the old Cleveland Browns.
They have one on week 5 against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
So it's the Titans and another team that don't have one. So it's just if you're not winning, there's no incentive to show you on television throughout the nation.
Unless you're a big market. Nick and I were talking earlier. The Dallas Cowboys could go, you know, 3-14, and they're going to be on Sunday Night Football.
Exactly.
It's
still
going
to, people still want to see the dumpster fire that is the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
it's a reality show to them. And fortunately, but I guess unfortunately, your dumpster fire hadn't gotten that bad to where people actually want to see it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's unfortunate because it seems like outside of the city of Nashville, there aren't a lot of people that care.
Exactly. And that's the point. And I'm, you know what? Right now, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because they're not winning.
Right.
So it's a good thing. I hope it do change this upcoming season, and I believe it will. But when you're not winning, people don't care.
Right.
They don't even care that you're not winning.
Yeah.
Only people that care that you're not winning is those that are here in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't expect to get primetime games when people are lukewarm on you when you're winning, and then when you're losing, they don't care about you at all.
Yeah. I mean, the Titans just, they're not a national brand. They're not in the echelon of Dallas, Green Bay, Philadelphia, teams like that.
Yeah. And it's not that they can't get there.
Right.
But you gotta start doing more winning.
Those are stories.
You got the quarterback. Hey, you got the quarterback. If y'all start winning and this quarterback hits, you will see yourself on prime time more times than not.
Real quick before we go to break, let's go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in our good buddy, Eric. Eric, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, guys, I just want to tell you, I told Big Joe and Chase, now D-Mace, I'm telling you, I got a job interview.
Hey, congrats, man.
Attaboy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you're knocking out the park.
So, yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure I will, too. Even though I know it's technically not ask D-Mace and Dad Joe, I got a dad joke for you. I think you'll get a kick if you like this.
My first Eric dad joke. I can't wait.
Okay, so why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why did a Scarecrow win an
award?
Don't tell
me. I can get this one.
I don't know. Something about him standing all day. I don't know.
Yeah, it's something to do with that. Because he was outstanding in his field.
No, I like that. In his field.
I feel satisfied
I like that
with
one
my
Eric.
First
I like that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. But real quick about the Titans. I'm kind of not surprised to get the prime time game. I thought they good, but mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting that, say, for instance, the Patriots, they got two at Buffalo, and they even got one against the Giants, which I think is a Thursday night game. In fact, the Giants got three prime time games, even though they were bad competing for the number one pick against Kansas City, yeah. Philadelphia, and the Patriots. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of times it has to do with the major markets and perspective. And even though they're bad, it's just that happens. And even the Cowboys, who I don't think they're going to be good, could get a lot of games flexed past. They've got four Thursday night games, which has the first time in NFL history a team's got four Thursday night games. They also have two Monday night games and three Sunday night games, which is that's a total of, I guess, like seven or eight. It's four, three, seven. They've got nine games. So, and they could get flexed out of some of those. In fact, three of the last six are on the road. They've got like three in the last 6 weeks, so there's a strong possibility. They could get flexed out of those, and they've got one of the toughest, if not the toughest, schedules in the NFL. I know it's top five with what Dallas got. So we'll see. Guys, we'll get off. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric. Appreciate it.
I mean, he kind of proved our point. He said the New York Giants, it's a decent-sized brand. Mm-hmm. People, like you said, want to see the dumpster fire that is the New York Giants. They have a young quarterback. They have a young receiver. They may not win a lot of games, but people want to see that dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. It's a reality show.
Exactly, and Titans haven't developed a reality show just yet. I'm glad you have it because it hadn't gotten that bad, even though it has been bad. But let's start trending upward now.
All right. Willie Donick has entered the building, so I'll get the hell out of here. This is DVD.
Appreciate it, Connor.
Of course. I'm always happy to hold the fort down with D-Mate. DVD coming right back here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
DVD is back. D-Mace, Adam Vingan, Willie Donick, presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. And it hasn't been an ordinary day for me because I just thought about the Sandlot earlier today on my way to the station because I got myself into the biggest pickle any of us had ever seen, as they say, as Small says in the movie. I did the dumbest thing.
So do share with
that I have done in a long time. I've done some dumb things. I've done a lot of dumb things on a daily basis. I do dumb things. This was one of the dumbest.
Okay, is it to this magnitude?
Because what did my text tell you? I texted you and David.
Yeah.
That I was going to be running late,
yes,
right?
Yes, you did. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And why did I say that was happening?
You said a little traffic.
A little traffic.
Because, okay, was it this bad? Because when I find myself doing something like that just dumb, I always got to call somebody and tell them that I did it. I either talk to my daughter.
I thought about not telling anybody. I thought about not telling anybody because it was so dumb and just faking it like... Yes, it was traffic. Because it was traffic. It's always traffic, right? But
it's
this,
Nashville. There's so
this
much
was
traffic.
Not this was not a conspiracy by me to avoid talking about the schedules, which I think is so boring.
Hey, we got
to talk
about it. People love it.
People
will love it.
I don't like talking about the schedule.
People love it.
I know. People love it. So I was prepared to come in and talk about the schedule. I was okay with
it. You sure?
I left my house at the normal time. That I always leave. Of course, we're not starting at the normal time. We got the different times. So I leave the house. And it's always when I get on the highway from East Nashville around the stadium, it gets congested, right?
Congested,
so I never know.
Look.
Yeah, exactly. It gets bottlenecked, all that stuff. So sometimes I get on my phone and I hit Waze to tell me which way to go, just in case there's really big traffic, right?
And Waze usually kind of take
you
to
take
the easiest
because there's different ways for me to get out this way towards where we are out near the airport. So today, I'm like, hey, you know, I'll make it. Everything's good. It's a little congested. Usually clears up here. I hit my Waze, and it's telling me to go, instead of out east towards the airport, to take it back towards downtown.
No.
Go the other way.
Okay.
I'm like, man, there must be some real traffic. So that's what I texted you guys. So I hit Waze, and it's telling me to go 65, going south. Oh, wow, we got to go around some stuff. What's going on? Must be a wreck. So I text the guys, hey, guys, I got a wreck or something. I got to go around it. I'm going to be a couple minutes late. My thing says like 12:03. I start heading that way, and I'm like, where is this sending me? How bad is this wreck? This is bad. So I now I'm getting I'm like, this can't be right. So I keep going, and it's sending me a different way, And the time is going further and further back. Because here we are at 12:32. I got here at 12:20.
Hold on. Tell me. What do you think I did? I think you put your own address in, and it was taking you back around.
Close. You're close. My thumb hit the wrong address. I did. I hit the – I don't know what – I don't even know what address it was. It was somewhere I went recently. And it was an old address that was, you know, recent addresses, because this address here always pops up first. So I just, you know, I hit it. I hit it with my thumb. Hit the wrong address. I hit the wrong address. I don't realize it until I'm way out of the way. And I said, I got to reset this. Something's going on. And as soon as I saw it, I said, you idiot. I yelled this in the phone. And I'm kind of back to square one. I'm like, oh, my God.
So where did you have to start from?
Well, I ended up way over by 100 Oaks. You know, that's like I'm over. I got to go back around.
100 Oaks.
And it's
you should just get off on time to
land.
And
it's still real congested, and nobody's going fast, and there's five trucks. And I'm just like, what am I doing?
You should just hopped on Thompson Lane.
So let me just thank Connor for being the guy ready to go. He was the guy that was in the bullpen. He's ready to go.
Oh, I've done that before.
And he stepped in there and did a good segment with you and talked about the schedule.
Exactly. Got the schedule sort of kind of out of the way. But I've done that before.
So
if anybody has done that.
You're Edwin Diaz, Willie. Don't worry.
Yes. Thank you. But if anybody's done that, I would love to hear, just so I feel better about myself. Yeah. Or am I the dumbest guy in Nashville right now?
No, I mean, probably at this particular
it's
moment.
It's not like I was going to someplace I'd never been. I'm just going to work, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm not getting
but
jammed
Willie,
up on the way to work.
But Willie, no.
If I hadn't turned Waze on, I would have made it fine.
Willie, but you had to.
Because there was no traffic jam.
Willie, you had to have come to a point. See, this is where the mistake was made, Willie.
Okay, where was the mistake made?
Because you came to a point where you knew Waze was wrong.
Right.
You knew it was wrong.
I'm reluctant to second guess Waze.
Absolutely. You didn't second guess
I should have gone with my instinct.
Exactly.
I've lived in this city for a long time. I should know.
Absolutely. You're riding around here like a tourist.
I'm ashamed of you, Willie.
God, Willie. God, that was your mistake.
We have Charles Barkley saying, terrible. That was terrible.
Terrible, man. Terrible.
Terrible.
That was just utterly
okay, hit
terrible.
Can somebody call me and set me straight, or set on the text line? Has anybody done that? It's like, did we overdo the Waze? I think Waze is important. But when you're going to work, like I wanted to know, do I go this way? There's a couple alternate ways you can go. If one gets jammed up, one's a little faster.
But Willie.
I hit the wrong button.
Willie.
You went the wrong way.
You know these streets. These streets better than many. And as I do, because I don't use Waze. I use the other one, Google Maps, which I shouldn't, because Waze is better. I get it. But anytime I put it in and there's any discrepancy, I turn it off, and then I say, okay, what's the quickest way? Or I will reroute it to see if it's telling. No, because I know if I'm going the wrong way, I just get off, man. I'm just like, nope, I'm not using it. And I just start taking streets that I've driven down, you know, so back streets and anytime I'm trying to get home coming from here, because especially now that we're doing the evening show, well, sort of going an hour or later, I got to navigate around the Hillsborough High School traffic. So because I've driven that path so many times, I know all the streets, Willie. That's like you. You should know all the streets, man.
Well, George used to get all of it. George Plaster is going to join us at 2 today for his weekly visit. He used to really get on me for not knowing.
Exactly.
He said, you've been in Vanderbilt for 4 years, and now you're out of college.
You shouldn't have
you
to
use that. You
don't
know any of the streets? Come on. I'm like, how do I get to Mount Juliet, Murphy's Bridge? He's like, what are you doing?
Right.
You've been here for 4 years. I was like, I never left the campus. I didn't have a car.
You never left West End.
Willie, you have no excuse
now. I know West End.
Now.
Yeah.
Willie, you have no excuse now.
Yeah. No, that
but
was.
But that was funny.
But this was a veteran mistake. This was a rookie mistake by a veteran.
By a veteran, yes.
That was just pitiful.
You pulled a Will Levis.
Terrible.
You pulled a
what
Will
Levis.
What
was I doing? Okay, now, Aaron on our phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai, says he did something worse than me, which I find hard to believe. But Aaron, help me out here. Make me feel better.
Okay, so I was visiting my mom's house, and I sent my wife the address. Turns out she was supposed to go to, like, some little small town. She ended up 2 hours away in a totally different city, all because I did one flub on the address.
Oh, no. Like, 2 hours?
I kid you not. She's like, yeah, it should be pretty close by. I don't see her. Then she's like, I think she's in, like, Evansville, Indiana. Wow. And I'm, like, down by the border with Kentucky.
Oh,
she was like 2 hours away. Because I messed up on the Waze address.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
You wouldn't let me live it down either, Willie, so you didn't do too bad.
Okay, Aaron, you have made me feel better for the time being. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Appreciate
Good
it, Aaron.
Good grief.
That's even, that's even worse.
He will never live that
Yeah,
down.
That's even worse because you sent somebody else the wrong to the wrong address.
His wife.
2 hours away. Not 5 minutes, not 15, not even 30. In a whole different city.
Okay, have you ever messed up the Waze app? 615-737-1025. One texter says, where is this? I made it all the way to Knoxville en route to Atlanta.
How?
From Nashville.
How?
He didn't say how.
Now, listen, okay. I'm not going to say how because everybody, I've told the story a million times with Darren and I. We're headed to SEC Media Day in Birmingham.
I do remember this, yes.
And Darren and I were just talking. We were just talking and having good, just catching up, talking and whatnot. And we didn't realize until we were headed to Atlanta that we had went, well, I was driving, that I didn't take the exit I needed to take because we were driving.
Okay.
Now, we could have went that way.
So you weren't on Waze?
No, I wasn't on Waze. I was on, I don't know what I was on, or was Darren just telling you, like, we knew which way to go.
Yeah. You didn't think you needed Waze.
Yeah. Okay. But I still could have gotten to Birmingham the way I was going, but I would have had to come all the way back around. So we got right at that split. I'm like, oh, man, we finally both realized that, we're headed to Atlanta because we're entering into Chattanooga. And that's totally from where we needed to go. Boy, the show started, no lie. We had like an hour and 45 minutes to get there. And it was a 2 hour and some drive. We had like an hour and 30 minutes to get there. It was like over a 2 hour drive. We made it with 10 minutes to spare. We made it 10
minutes. So there might have been some speed checks that. Yeah,
But we realized it. See, that's what happened when you realize you got to realize it quick enough.
Okay.
I got something that made you feel a little bit better too, Willie. When I was coming here for coming to 1025 for an internship, I was an hour late because I went the wrong way. I went to Woodbury.
What in the heck is in Woodbury?
I had no idea, but it apparently was this address.
Woodbury.
JD in Nashville texts, Willie, you're not the dumbest man in Nashville, but you better hope he doesn't die. So I guess I'm number two.
You moved up in the ranks. You're on deck. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Willie.
Reminds me of the scene in The Office where Michael drives into the lake because that's what the GPS tells him to do.
See, you're that guy.
I believed in Waze. I believed I did not.
You got to double check Waze from now on.
I got to check my thumb.
Yeah.
Hit the wrong button. You know, recent addresses, it comes up recent addresses. I hit the wrong one. I didn't hit Murfreesboro Pike. That's where we are.
You suffer from erratic thumb.
Yeah.
You suffer from erratic thumb. Speaking of suffering from erratic thumb, or did y'all, because I know you really, we got to talk about the schedule, Willie. But did y'all see, I know y'all saw it because I sent it to you, the commercial.
No, the video.
The video commercial. Yep. Yeah, sort of like a video commercial of the Tennessee Titans. The Titans put it out, right? Of, it's the weirdest thing. It's, what is it, Titan Rizzy?
Yeah, no. Season Rizzy.
You don't want to develop Season Rizzy. I'm like, wow, okay. And then they labeled all the things that like the side effects, if you don't, you know, they named out like 30 different things, man. It was the funniest thing. I sent it to you guys. I'm like, man.
The one they had for the Browns, like, rolled me over. It was so funny.
Yeah, I'm like, they are getting really creative in how they're trying to sort of lay out their schedules now. Some people got in trouble because of some things that they did. The Indianapolis Colts. I was about to say Baltimore Colts. The Indianapolis Colts. They got into a little heat for their, what is it? Minecraft?
Yeah, it was Minecraft.
Yeah, it was a Minecraft sort of video they did of the patrol, like the Coast Guard patrol, pulling over and arresting Tyreek Hill. They pulled him over.
Tyreek Hill was a whale. Yeah, and they had, yeah.
A dolphin in the water. And they arrested him. And I guess, you know, a lot of people didn't take too kindly of that. So they had to immediately take it down. And then they have another one. Nashville did one where they're on a party bus. Was it Nashville? It was Nashville. They did a party bus. Tennessee was on a party bus. And then the guy that got hit, was that Will Levis?
It was Will Levis.
So it wasn't the Titans that put it out. It was somebody, another team that put it out, a Minecraft. And
it was the Colts.
The Colts put it, and it was hitting number 8 and breaking him apart, running him over with a bus. Like, seriously, what is going on? Like, the Indianapolis Colts, what's going on with y'all? Y'all are starting a lot of trouble around it. So they had to withdraw both of their videos and apologize for them. You knew good and well when you put it out what type of response it was going to elicit. Both funny, but then there were going to be a group that didn't take kindly, and I'm sure the group was mainly Miami fans that did take kindly to it. So they decided to pull it. But man, oh man, it's like they're pushing the boundaries of football, yes, as they said, Jacksonville said about Travis Hunter.
Okay. Some people have made me feel much better on the text line. So Willie said, don't worry. A texter said, Willie, don't worry. You didn't hit Waze. You hit Craze. So I guess it's another app on my phone I didn't realize I had. And we have a lot of people telling their various stories of being on a conference call. One gentleman was leaving Knoxville trying to get back to Nashville, hopped on a conference call, and realized he missed his turn, and he was in Chattanooga.
See, it happens,
man. He was locked in on the conference call. Now, that's easy to do, for sure. You're locked in on a call, and you completely don't remember where you're going. So, okay. I feel better that I'm not the only person that has messed this up, but man, do you feel like an idiot? Just trying to get to work.
Oh, man.
I had an Uber driver say he drove a group that was trying to get downtown Nashville. He drove them out to the Hyatt in Franklin, ooh, Tennessee. And people were like, you know, this doesn't look like downtown.
This looks a little different.
Look a little different.
It's like the place we're going is just right downtown Broadway. And he was like, he's in Franklin.
Downtown. But not the one you're thinking of.
Franklin.
But not the one you're thinking of.
It's a very nice downtown.
Just wanted to show you. That's all. I just wanted to show you.
Just a little bit.
Free on me. Free on me.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Just free on me. Don't worry about it.
All right. We're going to get the show back on the rails. My apologies. My thanks to Connor Newt for filling in for me. Okay. So we've hit some of the schedule. We've got a lot going on the show. Elliot Friedman's going to join us at 1. We'll go around the NHL. We'll talk some of the hockey issues that will affect the Predators. Also, wow, did you see the meltdown by the Maple Leafs last night? Woof. On home ice, got whipped. That place was dead. So, a lot to discuss with Elliot. He's always great. Plaz at 2. And we're going to talk some other NFL things as well as the schedule. We've got a couple little tidbits, including something perfect for the wide receiver translator. So stay tuned. We're getting it cranked here on DVD 102.5 The Game.
Not knowing who and when your team is playing this season, life can lose its luster. For millions of fans suffering from football season withdrawal, or FSW, even relationships can lose their spark. But now, there's Schedule Rizzy. A once-a-season schedule fix that cures FSW.
Football is everything. Schedule Rizzy.
With Schedule Rizzy, you can live your season to the fullest. 18 beautiful weeks, marked, circled, counted down.
I was feeling down. Schedule Rizzy turned it all around.
Consult Tennessee Titans tickets before taking Schedule Rizzy. Side effects include altitude sickness, gridlock, hand, foot, and mouth disease, imposter syndrome, heat stroke, crapping out, melancholy, general malaise, jet lag, jock itch, diarrhea, heartburn, nausea, and slurred speech.
Now my future's bright. With Schedule Rizzy, I see the light. Football is everything.
Thanks, Schedule Rizzy.
It's pretty well done.
Thanks, Schedule Rizzy.
Thank you, Schedule Rizzy.
Because can we just talk 1 second all of the commercials we see on these? Whatever, it doesn't matter what channel you're watching. Those songs where they sing about the medication, they're everywhere. So that's pretty good.
Schedule Rizzy, I love that. Call it Tennessee Titans.
Well, one thing I thought was noteworthy about the schedule, because I agree with you, it's not worth trying to say, is it a tough schedule? Mm-hmm. Is it not a tough schedule? You know, we've done the exercise where you go through the quarterbacks, mm-hmm. you go through the exercise of what coaches. But one thing that I think is different is the division games are not bunched at the end of the schedule.
You're right about that, yes.
And I do think that's a game changer. They play the Colts twice before the middle of October. They've got them in September. They've got an early game with Houston. So they split up the games. Because how many times have we looked at the schedule?
They only got three division games in November and December together.
How many times have we looked at the schedule in recent years, too, and have, like, you meet them twice in a 3 or 4 week span in December, and you have a bunch of them. So I do like that. You spread them out a little bit more. I think that's the one thing that might be different than before. And, of course, they've got a pretty early bye week, which, you know, by week 12, you're like, man, I wish we had the bye week.
So they got bye week 10? Yeah, I think it's week 10. They have a bye week.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I guess that's good because
then after that, you can sort of recharge and you still got seven more to go.
Did you like that as a player, a late bye week as a person?
Yeah, we hated bye week.
I just realized early. When I saw the bye week, I was reading the schedule horizontally.
Down. Yeah. No, players don't like when buys are within the first 2 or 3 weeks. And the NFL, they shouldn't be able to do that, but I don't know if there's any way around it. But, yeah, I would hate to be the team that has a bye week the first quarter of the season. You know, you would rather have that bye week in the middle of the season, or say if, you know, it's a 17-game season, you want to have it at least after game 9 or 10, somewhere around there. So, but they have a late bye, which is good for them. Hopefully, at that point, they have shown enough improvement that they may just be going somewhere. But this schedule, all in all, you're right. They don't play as many division games. They've broken it up, especially in the month of November and December, because they have the Chargers starting November. Then they have Houston in on the 16th, and then Jacksonville on the 30th. And then they don't play another division game until the last game of the season, which will be TBD, to be determined.
I will also say I am not one that gets all worked up about the primetime games. Mm-hmm. I could be different. I like my routine Sunday knowing the Titans are going to be on Sunday. That's me.
I don't
get offended. I'm like, oh, that's disrespectful. They should have a primetime. I'm not that guy.
No,
I like, hey, Sunday at noon is my default time. That's a routine. I like that.
Yeah, I get that. But there, you should want some, you know, a little splash in there every once in a while, Willie. Come on now. And I get it. They play, I think, what is it, 3 or 4 3 o'clock games?
Yeah, their
West,
I don't mind that.
West Coast
that's,
games.
That's my day. That's I'm watching games.
Yeah, but I like a late game here and there. You know, yeah. Go and watch the rest of the game, other games to start off, and then watch your Titans late at night. I would like that, but unfortunately,
it also falls
the
in
latest
line
game
with
have
my
six.
Predator
yes.
flow.
Exactly.
If a Monday night game or a Thursday night game messes up my flow,
let me see the latest game they have,
especially
is...
Thursday night games. That really messes because the Predators more Thursdays than not will play.
Latest game is 3:25 as of now.
Yeah,
in December against right. San Francisco.
Look. I know you keep bringing up this. They might flex. They're not going to get flexed. I don't think
Willie,
they're going to
they
get flexed.
They may get flexed. You never know how they.
You're a believer. I get that.
I am. If they're winning.
You make me look like a glass half empty guy. I'm the most glass half full guy there is.
Listen, if they're doing well, which I believe they will be, then they're going to get flexed into a primetime game, man. I can see it right now. I'm telling you right now, I can see it. November 2nd.
It's gonna get flexed
against the LA Chargers.
Happens, we're gonna take a video of you flexing if they actually flex that game.
Or better yet, December
we're gonna make a 14th. Meme of D-Mace flexing if the Titans actually have a game flexed.
But can't you see a December 14th versus the 49ers?
No, I can't see.
Or
it.
December
versus
21st,
the 49ers,
Kansas City Chiefs. Willie, come on, man! You can't see that
the Cinderella flexing, story.
The flexing out of those two games, I see it. I believe it. If you see it, you believe it, it shall appear. So I see it, I believe it, it shall appear. The Titans will have a primetime game in November, in December 21st against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm saying it right now.
Probably not.
I'm saying it right now. I'm not letting y'all spoil
can
my
you
joy.
Okay? The reaction in Kansas City, oh, man, I'm so tired to get our games flexed. God, can we just have a game at noon one time?
Oh, we're playing the Titans. Oh, we'll play at noon for sure.
No. They're going to get flexed out of that.
They're flexing that game?
Hey, record like, what I just said.
That's going to be the Arrowhead response.
Record what I just said.
Flexing the game against the Titans.
And we're going to play it November 30th.
I will play it November 30th once it's not flexed out.
All right. We got to get to the break. Elliot Friedman is going to join us. We'll switch gears, talk a little hockey. We'll have some fun with him. What a night in Toronto. Not in a good way if you're a Maple Leafs fan. But we'll also talk about other things coming up. The draft, the CBA. Will there be a new one? There's a lot of things to hit on. So stay tuned. We're coming back with hour number 2 of DVD.